listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Blue. Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me?
Listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community in using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/Jim Gavin. That's patreon.com/JIMGAVEN. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. Chapter 2, Team Sport and Togetherness. Football, aka football, aka soccer, has captured the imagination of the world for well over 100 years. It's no wonder why Brazil has dominated in this sport for so long, and that soccer is so popular on a recreational, competitive, and professional level everywhere outside of the United States. For the Brazilians, I believe soccer and music have a direct correlation with success.
Let's take a deeper look into this theory. First off, they invented the term samba style of play. And paying homage to the South American dance style, samba, it is a regular occurrence to hear songs of inspiration and hypnotic percussion rhythms coming from diehard fans in the stands. It is no secret that their men's national team has been known to lull a team into a sort of hypnosis, if you will, with their style of play, moving the ball around, patience, and waiting for the right moment to expose an area of weakness. When that happens, it's oftentimes too late for the opposing team and a goal has already been scored. Their style of play directly dictates the pace of the game, therefore control, no matter how brief, is theirs. What an amazing feeling that must be, to be in control. Do we feel that we are always in control of our own lives, or do we feel the presence of some higher being taking the wheel in times of trial and tribulation? At the risk of getting a little existential here, if we feel more of the latter in our lives, that is a good thing. Let me explain. If we agree that every human being's life is valuable, and that every human being has a soul, created by God, higher being, then our time and energy should inherently be put into pleasing Him by daily prayer, adoration, thankfulness, and acts of kindness and love through service. Of course, this goes against what the world tells us to do. Look after number one at all costs until you climb the corporate ladder and retire to a cushy vacation town until the end of our days. After all, that is what most people do, and if they aren't able to actually fulfill that dream, then they most assuredly aspire to do something along those lines throughout their life. If that is what I have to look forward to, then I want no part of it. There has to be something more. There is something more, something outside of ourselves, a higher calling, spirituality. We all have some sort of spirituality, and exploring that is much more meaningful in the long run than acquiring material possessions or chasing a pipe dream. For what? So we can stand on the rooftop and shout out all of our accomplishments for man? If that is the case, then we are missing the big picture. Our focus should be on growing intellectually, mentally, emotionally, and physically to best use our gifts and talents given to us by said higher being to make a positive, lasting impact on the world. To leave the world a better place for having lived in it. If we can do that, then we will have truly succeeded in life. It has nothing to do with winning awards, collecting paychecks, sharing every cat picture we take on social media, but rather bettering ourselves to make the world a better place. We can't do that if we are living someone else's dream or trying to chase one that is of this world. Therefore, giving up some of our control can be a ticket to true freedom and happiness. The path is already laid out for us. We just have to be open to taking the road less traveled and not being afraid of failing or the unknown. Taking risks. Some of the greatest humans who've lived on this earth have done this exact thing and crafted their unique gifts to do life-changing work to better mankind. It is this courageous, selfless kind of thinking that has allowed people to achieve great things, and all the while doing them with the best of intentions for their fellow brother or sister. Inspiring, to say the least. And the more we are able to replicate this kind of self-giving on a mass scale, the better our world will become. Encouraging people to be themselves and building each other up rather than bringing each other down. This brings us back to soccer, the simple yet beautiful game, and how I believe Brazil has mastered the art of the sport. It is clear that they've created an environment for players to succeed where each player is better because of their teammates, not the other way around. When done correctly, the formation of a brotherhood is inevitable. Egos are left at the door, metaphorically speaking, and each player is encouraged to use their unique skills and talents to make a positive impact on the field. The ironic part about soccer is that it is simple, though complex at the same time. With 11 players on each side, there are many different options available to lead a team to success. So if a team is willing to work together towards a common goal, pun intended, then you don't necessarily have to have the best players in the world to win. For the sake of using an athlete most referenced in sport, it wouldn't hurt to have a team full of players with the same skill set as Michael Jordan, would it? Face value suggests that you can't do any better than this luck of the draw, right? Well, it all depends on the players' attitudes towards each other as well as themselves, leaving their egos behind to do what's best for the team. Executing to perfection using an agreed-upon style is a team's best bet for success. And for the Brazilians, samba did and still does the trick. It also doesn't hurt that growing up in a country where soccer is treated as a religion makes it a lot easier to get involved in the game at a young age and stick with it through adolescence into adulthood. You can't say the same about soccer in America. With that said, I've noticed an interesting trend in recreational and competitive youth sports leading into the teenage years and beyond in the United States. In my experience, if you were to ask any adult now what sports they played when they were a child, the majority would probably say baseball or softball and soccer. Now, by the time these kids reach their teenage years and beyond, baseball, softball, football, basketball, and hockey would have taken priority over soccer, and the sport would fall quickly to the wayside. Have we stopped to ask ourselves why this is the case? Is it because it's simply too hard to keep on training for two 45-minute halves the older the body gets? Is it because soccer is not where the money is at when you reach the professional level in this country? Or do we just lose interest overall because it isn't overly publicized like other major sports? No one knows exactly, but I propose it as a combination of all three. Yes, it is hard to continue training for running an hour and a half, as well as keeping up with all the mental aspects soccer brings to the table, like quick decision making and knowing where everybody is in the field, yourself included. Why is the rest of the world able to continue training, but we've let the proverbial ball drop? Can we contribute this to pure laziness and this idea of instant gratification and immediate satisfaction we've grown accustomed to due to advances in technology? Yes, soccer is not where the money is at in this country, but rather in the above aforementioned sports. Are we trapped in this mentality of wanting to make more money but aren't willing to work any harder for it? I'm a firm believer that you can't teach someone work ethic. You either have it or you don't. This philosophy can be applied to all subjects, careers, and hobbies in life. When you are passionate about something and have the drive to make an idea come to life, then you will find a way to do it. It's riding the fine line between being persistent and annoying, and I've been guilty of riding this line a little too close sometimes. And finally, yes, there seems to be a lack of interest in American soccer when it comes to the professional level. This could be for many reasons, but under-publicity is definitely a factor. The fact that the MLS, Major League Soccer, has to bring in foreign players to create a buzz every single season is a blatant sign of lost interest and a desperate plea to the public. The fact that soccer doesn't sell itself to us, but it does to the rest of the world, is a little disconcerting. In order for us to continue being a world power for generations to come, we need to finish what we start in all areas of life, not just in business. What we do behind closed doors when no one is watching shows our integrity and what we value as important. No more cutting corners or praying for rain rather than going outside to water the plants. We ought to take pride in a job well done and rest easy when we know we've put the work in to enjoy the harvest. As a result, we will create more opportunities to build confidence through camaraderie, unity, and group accomplishments while never settling for mediocrity. It all starts in the comfort of our homes, which in turn will trickle into our social groups and communities stretching to the state, federal, national, and global levels. Here we would be embracing the adage, think globally, act locally. Just think of how much further along mankind would be in an emotional sense if we weren't distracted by the things of the world and were able to focus more on selfless acts of love and service on a more daily basis. What it really comes down to is finding an area of interest, learning as much as you possibly can about said area through what I like to call the three P's. 1. Passion, the inner drive that moves you to take action with an area of interest. 2. Persistence, the act of continuing to work towards mastering the area of interest and not giving up on your efforts, talents, skills, and abilities. And 3. Patience, acknowledging that results take time and not everything sticks the first time around. We must then do everything in our power to make a conscious decision to do good with all of the learned information through the three P's. With this, everyone wins. The person learning and then giving of themselves will be adding value to society through something they thoroughly enjoy, therefore not feeling like they are doing a job or going to work, but rather doing something they look forward to every day. And the people receiving the information and love will feel like they aren't all alone. Both parties leave with a sense of togetherness and feel like they are part of something bigger than themselves. Again, everyone wins.
Two souls. stars aligned for us, the pieces fell in place. Call it luck, call it grace, or call it fate. All at once, everything had changed. Parallel, but now side by side, for life I thank God every day that you swept me off my feet. I feel it in every single breath you steal from me. Fly away to a higher place, where no one else can love you like I do. It's a new home for two souls. I give it all away to be with you. And all we have to say is that I do. In my arms, you heal my heart. You brought it back to life where it should be.
Sometimes a friend is all you need, someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore, we can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in, so many things to do in so many directions. To slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. I'll be there through the thick and thin. You know that I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life juice. Cause that's what friends are for, life juice. Sometimes a friend is all you need, someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We can stand up to what puts you down.
for a minute or two. I took all your empty pain, I flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life you want. I'll listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. I'll listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, push it right.